We are made of stardust, says atheist physicist Lawrence Krauss. With such words, he attempts to inspire people to turn away from God. On today's Creation Moment, we see why stars were designed to do the exact opposite. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
The atheist physicist Lawrence Krauss believes he has life figured out. As a cosmologist, he adheres to the Big Bang view of origins. The Big Bang theory is not compatible with a biblical understanding. Krauss has referred often to stardust. We are all made of stardust, he has opined. The reason for this assertion is an evolutionary concept of birth, life, and death of stars. Big Bangers have an explanation for how they believe stars formed from the original universal matter and began nuclear fusion. However, these models do not suggest a route to producing enough of the heavier elements found in the universe. So scientists like Krauss suggest that these stars eventually die and explode, and new stars grow from the older, exploded stardust. He supposes that the only reason we, as humans, could have evolved is because of the production of gradually heavier elements by second and third generation stars. Krauss says, "Forget Jesus, the stars died that we might live." Krauss, like his biology parallel Richard Dawkins, believes in presenting a kind of awe of science to young people. So it is to the stars that he supposes this awe must be directed, because they, he says, are our saviours. The Bible, in contrast, explains that the stars are not a subject for awe, except in the sense that they point us to God so that we worship him.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, download our free Creation Moments app for all Android and Apple mobile devices. Download it today by visiting creationmoments.com and clicking the large photo of phones and tablets.